This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Recent monsoon disaster claims 44 lives nationwide, including 38 in Ilam district. Home Ministry cancels today's holiday in districts not affected by disasters. Nepal Airlines to airlift stranded passengers from Bhairava to Kathmandu via special chartered flights. Kochagrat Purnima, the final day of 15-day Baradasmi festival, being observed today. And rescue efforts underway on eastern slopes of Mount Everest after nearly 1,000 trekkers trapped by sudden snowstorm. Now, the news in detail. The recent monsoon disaster has claimed 44 lives across the country, including 38 in Ilam. According to the Armed Police Force, Joint Spokesperson DSP Shailendra Thapa, other casualties were reported from Udaipur, Khotang, Pasthar and Rautat. Most deaths occurred due to floods and landslides triggered by continuous rainfall since Friday. In Ilam, heavy rains on Saturday night caused devastating floods and landslides, destroying homes and infrastructure. Chief District Officer Sunita Nepal said the death toll was high as many victims were asleep when landslides struck. Rescue efforts are still underway and officials fear the number of casualties could rise. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, a total of 285 people have died and 27 remain missing in various disaster incidents since mid-April. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has announced that there will be no public holiday today in districts not affected by disasters. In a circular issued to all district administration offices, the ministry instructed that regular government services must continue in areas where there is no disaster situation. Joint Secretary Jay Narayan Acharya said the chief district officers will assess conditions in their respective districts and where no monsoon disaster or risk exist, offices should remain open. He confirmed that government services in all three districts of the Kathmandu Valley will operate as usual. The government had earlier declared Sunday and Monday as a public holidays due to heavy rainfall since Friday. However, with the improving weather from Sunday, the planned holiday for Monday has been cancelled. Likewise, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has directed concerned agencies to immediately assess and report losses and damages caused by monsoon disasters. A meeting of the Monsoon Response Command Post held yesterday decided to continue search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts, urging local bodies to submit detailed reports of affected areas and people. Chief Executive of the NDRRMA Dinesh Prasad Bhatt stated that the meeting also requested local governments to expedite relief distribution, relocation and rehabilitation for affected families, provide free treatment for the injured and offer relief to the families of the deceased. Considering the disaster risk, local administrations have been advised to restrict night bus operations on risky highways. However, vehicles carrying essential goods, services and passengers stranded on highways will be permitted to move subject to local coordination. The meeting further directed agencies to repair obstructed roads and ensure the immediate operation of essential services including roads, drinking water, electricity and communication. Minister for Energy, Physical Infrastructure and Transport Kulman Ghising has said the preparations are underway to reopen roads from Kathmandu to the western region that were blocked due to recent rains. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Minister Ghising said repair works on damaged roads are being carried out rapidly with workers and equipment mobilized day and night. He informed that road improvement works in eastern region will begin once the ongoing rainfall subsides. Minister Ghising said continuous heavy rainfall since Friday has triggered landslides and floods affecting transportation across the country. However, he added that the government's preparedness helped minimize human casualties. The Department of Roads says Major highways such as the Prithivi Highway and the Narayanagarh-Moglin section are open to traffic while efforts are ongoing to clear the BP Highway and Michi Highway. Director General Vijay Jaishi said road repair and reopening works are being intensified in coordination with security forces and local authorities. Furthermore, floods triggered by heavy rains have caused extensive damage to energy, water resources and irrigation infrastructure across the country. According to the preliminary estimates from the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, the losses amount to several million rupees. Speaking at the press conference yesterday, Minister Kulman Ghising said that damage to around 1,500 meters of embankment alone is estimated to have cost 100 million rupees. Further assessment of the total losses is underway. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and property caused by recent heavy rains in Nepal. In a message posted on his official X account, India's Prime Minister Modi said the devastation in Nepal is distressing and assured that India stands with the people and the government of Nepal during this difficult time. He added that as a friendly neighbor and first responder, India remains committed to providing any necessary assistance. Passengers stranded in Bhairava due to continuous rains will be airlifted to Kathmandu on a special chartered flight of Nepal Airlines. According to the Prime Minister's personal secretary, the rescue flights are being operated at the special initiative of Prime Minister Sushila Karki. Nepal Airlines Corporation announced that it will conduct the Kathmandu-Bhairava-Kathmandu flights today using an Airbus E320 aircraft. Tickets can be purchased online at Nepal Airlines offices or through authorized agencies, and priority will be given to senior citizens, persons with disabilities, patients and those with emergencies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज People across the country are celebrating Kozagrat Purnima today, marking the final day of the 15-day Baradasai festival. On this occasion, devotees worship Goddess Mahalakshmi, the goddess of wealth and prosperity, and keep vigil throughout the night. According to tradition, Goddess Mahalakshmi is believed to roam the world on this night, blessing those who remain awake in her honour. The ritual of offering and receiving tika and jamara also concludes today. As part of the tradition, the jamara sprouted on Ghatasthapana is now disposed of in ponds, rivers and holy sites, signifying the formal end of the Dasai festival. Now a sports news update. A 23-member Nepal national men's football team under the captaincy of Kiran Kumar Limbu has been announced to play against Vietnam in the AFC Asia Cup 2027 qualifiers. Head coach Matt Ross unveiled the squad yesterday, which includes players such as Anjan Bista, Rohit Chand, Ayush Kalan, Anant Tamang and Manish Dangi, among others. Nepal is scheduled to play two matches against Vietnam, with the first match set for October 9th. Now on to an international news update. Rescue operations are underway on the eastern slopes of Mount Everest in Tibet, where nearly 1,000 people were trapped in campsites due to a sudden snowstorm. Hundreds of local villagers and rescue teams have been deployed to clear snow and guide climbers to safety. So far, around 350 people have been rescued and brought to Kudang town. Heavy snowfall began Friday evening and intensified, causing collapsed tents and putting trekkers at risk of hypothermia. Authorities have temporarily suspended entry to the Everest scenic area. The extreme weather comes as Nepal faces heavy rains causing floods and landslides. Mount Everest, the world's highest peak at 8,848.84 meters, remains a popular but highly dangerous destination for climbers. Now, the yellow weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain generally cloudy in Kosi, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim province, while it will be partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim province, and at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the remaining provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the rain-causing low-pressure monsoon system has exited the country. In a press release issued yesterday, the division said that although the system has moved away, the weather conditions are improving, the public is still advised to remain cautious of possible monsoon-induced disasters. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 16 to 18 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 25 and 27 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Recent monsoon-induced disaster claims 44 lives nationwide, including 38 in Ilam district. Home Ministry cancels today's holiday in districts not affected by disasters. Nepal Airlines to airlift stranded passengers from Bhairava to Kathmandu via special chartered flights. Kozagrat Purnima, the final day of the 15-day Bada Dasain festival, being observed today. And rescue efforts underway on eastern slopes of Mount Everest after nearly 1,000 trekkers trapped by sudden snowstorm. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.